Okay, we got two under advisement. We'll go back, and the first one under advisement is case number 11,221. And this was Mr. Rickards that took this one under advisement, I believe, right?
Yep. Right.
All right, Mr. Rickards.
Well, I heard no reasons from the applicant for granting a variance. Obviously, everyone else is, we require that, and I don't believe that, unless someone else on the board had heard those standards addressed.
Mr. Mills, I'll start with you. Did you?
Well, they explained why they wanted it. I didn't, like Mr. Rickard, didn't necessarily hear the standards addressed.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Well, it is what I consider a minimal variance, so even though the applicant may have not addressed each and every standard, I think we can somewhat infer that, but that's just my opinion.
Okay, again, Mr. Rickards, you've had it. Mr. Workman?
Like Joe, it's a minimum variance. I don't think I have any problem with that. It's just a minimum variance, and they didn't address all the standards, but they told me why they wanted it.
Yeah, they didn't say why they wanted it.
Okay, no, they didn't, just for to close it in. Okay, gentlemen.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to say that in the case of 11,221, I believe the property is unique in the fact that the pergola that they want to add add on to is existing, and it fronts no other property except theirs on the site that they want to develop it.
Right.
I believe in the case and the uniqueness of this of this property, that's the only way it can be developed. And as such, in turn, may not have been created by the applicant from the standpoint of the way it was already previously developed. I don't believe it altered the essential character of any of the other neighborhood, and I believe it is a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would make a motion we approve case number 11,221.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Can I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,221. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
I agree with Mr. Hudson and vote yay for the reasons he stated.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons Mr. Hudson stated. He convinced me of that they have met the variances for a standard.
Okay, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated by Mr. Hudson. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,221 is approved. Okay.